T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Somebody said to me the other day, John, how can you be against trans? You're gay. And you talk about it on the radio. Yeah, I do. Because I'm honest. I'm honest. I'm an honest person. Trans is lying. It is lying. You can have all the feelings you want. You could be a very effeminate guy. I'm not going to be mean to you. I'm not going to be rude to you. I'm not going to punch you in the face. I'm not going to call you names. I'm going to be respectful of you. But what I'm not going to do is lie to make you feel better about your feelings. Your feelings are your feelings. It's not my place to get involved in your feelings. I really don't want to be involved in your feelings. Please don't ask me to be involved in your feelings. But I'm not going to lie on your behalf to make you feel better. And you don't have to lie to make me feel better. That's one reason why, you know, when push came to shove, I remember filling out the form like to join the Marines. And thinking, and it says, and back then, I was 21 or 22, and it said, and I was interested in it. It was a fill out a form to talk about it. And it said something about sexuality. And I thought, I can't lie about this. On a personal level, if I lie about this and I get into the Marines, I'm one secret away from having my entire life ruined before it even gets started. I can't do it. So, you know, at that point, there's a fork in the road, and I don't think it was fair. I don't think it was right, because I think I would have been a good military person. I think I would have been a good fighter. I think I would have been a good leader. But, you know, I was basically iced out of that because I wouldn't lie. We got to stop this mindset that we're going to lie about things. I can accommodate a lot of stuff, and I'm not going to lie. And you know what? If you walk out of school today, you're walking out on your job. You shouldn't do that, and you shouldn't tell your kids. They can go protest after school if you feel strongly about it. Okay, but this is your job, and you tell me what would happen if a bunch of students walked out pro-life. Oh, you know what? I'm against abortion. What do you think the general consensus would be with the media and the administrators of all the schools and stuff? I don't think it would be so benign as it appears like it's going to be today. I'm really turned off by it, big time. I just don't think it's I think the issue is being bastardized, and I think the behavior about those who are supporting it is really wrong. And this leads us to our next topic. Yeah, I mean, Michael Greer is with us this morning. And Michael, I've talked about a lot of people who accumulate some wealth in their life. One of the things they want to do, and this is very good and nice, is they want to leave money behind, and for their family, for their kids, of course. But then they also, there are tax benefits to giving donations to schools. And I got to tell you, when I was talking to my parents about their will, it's their will, not mine. They don't owe me a dime. They've taken wonderful care of me as a child. So if they give all their money away, whatever's left of it, that's fine with me. Give it to my sister. She's got two kids. She needs it. I don't need it. But I said, please, whatever you do, don't give it to one of these woke schools. Like, my mother went to William & Mary, and she loved William & Mary. My dad went to UVA for his master's. I mean, they loved basketball and football at UVA. I said, don't you give one damn dime to these schools. Are you kidding me? They are woke institutions that are destroying America, and I wouldn't give them a dime. And I'm going to freak out if that's what you do in your will. So what are you hearing, Michael, when people talk to you about their wealth and, of course, planning for retirement and beyond, and you're trying to make smart tax decisions too? What do people talk to you about? Is this on their mind?
Well, this we could go so many different directions. First of all, it does tie in to what you were talking about just a minute ago, and the kids with school, and mm-hmm. Looking at choices.
Yeah.
And our choices have impacts and have consequences. And one of the things that I think Americans in general we struggle with not supporting companies, schools, those institutions that maybe don't agree with our values what we may think. It's too easy just to keep doing the same thing. Keep using whatever company, Amazon, or I don't know. I'm just throwing out those easy companies. Maybe you disagree with some of their right. their
and for the most part. For the most part, that's okay. I mean, I can't decide which chicken sandwich I eat on Broad Street based on
right.
their policy on gay life. I mean, just like, please, just can I get a chicken sandwich? I don't really want to get into that. But then when it comes to schools and big donations, I mean, at some point, we're going to give money, so much money to people who hate us that it's going to wind up destroying the society. And I think at right. some point they've got to pay.
Yeah. So how you can manage that is a couple different things. You're looking at your beneficiaries on all of your assets. So, most people think of beneficiaries, they think of life insurance, or they think maybe are IRAs. But, the other parts of what you're saying is, we really need to look at our wills, and it's amazing how many people don't have a will. That's such an easy thing to do. And there's different ways to do it. You can do it online. I do think it is worth talking with an attorney,
a real attorney, investing into it. Yeah,
they're going to ask you questions that you don't think about. Trusts. I don't know. Not everybody needs a trust, but in there you can determine what your beneficiaries are and who mm-hmm. that goes to. But also on your bank accounts, you can do what's called a transfer on death, and you can gift as soon as you die, that money goes to whoever that beneficiary is on that transfer of death in your bank account. And all those, there's tax consequences, tax advantages, and all that. But also, it every year you need to be sitting and looking and say, oh, okay, well, I got divorced and I left this beneficiary, or the school has changed their philosophies. I want to change my beneficiary. All those things. It's really important. At the end of the year, beginning, set a time every year where you take a look at those and you change it. One of the other things it does is it avoids probate. So setting up your wills, your trust, your TODs on your accounts, your IRAs, all of that, it saves you from having to go through probate on those assets, which is huge when it comes to the beneficiaries having to deal with
now,
the other side of it.
In your work as a investor and an investment counselor, is that the right term for me to use with you? That's weird.
We've been financial talking advisor.
So. Financial
because
advisor.
We do, it's kind of eclectic. We do everything from we look at taxes to everything that impacts your finances. So yeah, just a financial advisor, I guess.
Some people dole out the money. They're retired and they know they've got enough cash. I mean, I would never feel comfortable, but some people dole out the money annually, and I don't know if there's a tax benefit. To that or not. Is there a place to go to look at the political leanings? Is there any resource that helps you discern that, or is it just based on the headlines, which should make schools like, I hate to say it, like VMI, like William & Mary, even JMU. I'm shocked by some of the headlines that come out of JMU, and I think these universities who are constant, like Baylor calls me all the time, and I don't have an axe to grind against Baylor. First of all, I'm not making enough money to give them anything at this point, so I'm not doing it. But I read the headlines, and I'm like, listen, guys, if I keep seeing garbage that I don't like, forget it. I had a great 4 years, enjoyed my time there. It was good. It was good while it lasted, and it ain't continuing now. I'm just looking at these schools. Hell no. No, I'm not giving you a dime.
Right. Yeah, there are resources out there, but, they may lean one way or the other, and so I think mm-hmm. it's important just to do your research, and they do have sites out there that will consolidate and give some summary information, but even those, I've learned, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, everybody has an agenda, so you've got to take it at face value and then do deeper research, even on, you know, from some of those sites. So yeah. I think that is, that's good. You know, especially if you know specifically the institution or the university or whatever that you went to or that you really want to support, keep up with them. Keep, you know, read what's going on with them, you know, on their annual. Because even when they're looking for money, they'll keep sending you their publications. And so, you know, read through that, or in my case, have my wife read through it for me. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Have somebody, you know, keeping up with it and paying attention to all of that information so that you know you can make good decisions on it.
Yeah. So disappointing, because that's such an important part of people's lives in forming who they are. You know, like my grandpa, I was at William and Mary speaking to the college Republicans a couple of weeks ago, and I was walking on the campus, and there was the Sunken Garden. My parents used to go on dates in the Sunken Garden at William and Mary when they were there. My grandparents were married in the chapel, which has now been decommissioned into some sort of masturbatorium. I mean, it's just disgusting how yeah. William and Mary has treated the legacy they've been handed. And I hate that, because I know how much my grandparents loved that school and how much my mom benefited from being there. And I'm embarrassed for the school. I'm sad for the future generations that school has been bastardized the way it has. I feel terrible about it. Same with VMI. You know, they're ruining VMI as we speak with their race indoctrination, courtesy of Ralph Northam, and nobody seems to be able to stop it. So I hope people will think twice before they throw their money to a school that they have strong feelings about, but that school doesn't really exist anymore in a contemporary
and usually
sense.
money is the biggest, you know, most of these companies that have gone woke, they go broke. You know, when people finally have had enough and they put their money where their mouth is and take it from there and put it somewhere else, that's one of the biggest ways to protest or to get your point across. You know, the money, bottom dollar for these places is that's key.
Well, to be clear, before anybody calls and screams and yells at me, I'm not telling you what to do with your money. You do what you want. You do what you want. But I would encourage you, don't take my word for it. You go look yourself at these schools, especially here in Virginia, and then you make your own decision. I think it may surprise you when you dig around a little bit. Listen, Michael Greer, always good to talk to you. 427-7784. If you want to chat with Michael about your portfolio and your plans going forward, 427-7784, GreerFinancialGroup.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.